It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreau with KRWG News. In a letter to state lawmakers on Thursday, New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham indicated that she is likely to call legislators to a special session to revise the recently signed budget, address public health needs, and provide economic relief in response to the coronavirus pandemic. On Thursday, confirmed statewide coronavirus infections climbed to 35. The New Mexico Department of Health says that drive-through testing will take place in Las Cruces today to screen for COVID-19. And now for a report on what's going on around Sierra County and Truth or Consequences. To learn more, Emily Guerra talked with Main Street Truth or Consequences Executive Director Linda DiMarino.
Well, usually we start talking about events where people are going, but now with this coronavirus, how is this affecting Truth or Consequences?
Well, it has taken a big toll on Truth or Consequences. Spring break is usually the busiest time, and March and April are usually booked almost 100% for the Hot Springs Getaway, but our local hotels are getting a lot of cancellations. Some of them are saying that almost immediately after someone cancels, somebody else is calling to try to book in their place, so it's not a total loss, but it is definitely down from normal. It's hurting some of the small businesses like restaurants and shops around, and some of the restaurants have closed completely. Other restaurants are going with the governor's guidelines and doing carry out or having the tables 6 feet apart with, 50% capacity. Also, our biggest event, which is Fiesta, usually the first weekend in May, that's been canceled. And that's been happening since 1950. So this is the first year they've ever had to cancel it.
Truth or Consequences has a significant older population, as well as Sierra County. New Mexico State Veterans Home is there, Sierra Healthcare, and Sierra Vista Hospital. What are these facilities doing in response to the coronavirus?
So we have all of those facilities for the older folks, and what they're doing is they have similar precautions in both places. The employees or like hospital visitors, when they get there, they don't go in right away. They have to get their temperature taken, and then there's a series of questions that the Sierra Healthcare and the New Mexico State Veterans Home, they are doing sanitizing the employees before they come in. They've also instituted a no visitors policy, except for a couple of cases like if it's an end of life situation or an emergency. The residents are staying put unless there's an emergency again, and those facilities all report that they're doing their best to keep their residents and staff safe.
So most of the city has closed all of its offices.
Yeah, even the city hall has closed, just about everything. The civic center is closed, the library, the swimming pool, and then our utility offices closed. They will be taking payments at the drive-through window, not as a drive-up. They're going to use it as a walk-up pay window. But, of course, people can still call in or pay via the internet their bills. That's the utility office. Of course, the police department is going to continue doing what it does, responding to all emergency calls. Any city office that's closed to public access will still be taking phone calls and answering questions that way. So while many of the offices are going to be closed, they're still available for questions. Another department, the city solid waste recycling department, will be open on Fridays and Saturdays from 8 to 3, and the regular trash pickup just stays normal.
And what about the shopping? I understand in the larger cities like Las Cruces, El Paso, a lot of the stores like Walmart and Sam's, the larger shops, are almost empty. A lot of essentials are not there. What are people doing? Are they coming to TRC?
They are coming to TRC. We've had reports from two grocery stores here in town, Walmart and Bullock's, that people from the larger cities are coming here. I'm not really sure what we have that they don't, because just like those other places, we're frequently out of toilet paper and sanitizer and soup and eggs and those kind of things, tortillas, right? Bullock's grocery stores, which is our little hometown grocery store, had some things in it long after Walmart was out. So that was really nice. And they're a really great downtown local business. One of the things they do for customers who are local is if the customers are like homebound, they'll do the shopping for them and then take it to them. So that's really good in a time like this.
You can listen to Emily's entire interview with Linda DiMarino at our website, krwg.org. Also at our website, you can visit krwg.org/coronavirus to find out all sorts of common sense precautions as well as links to more information. And you can also view a video from the New Mexico Department of Health, which offers guidance. That's again at krwg.org/coronavirus. Stay updated with KRWG on social media as well. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and also subscribe to the KRWG News YouTube channel.